स्वानुपसृत्यतां प्रतिदिनं तत्पादुका सेव्यतां ब्रह्मैकाक्षरमर्थ्यतां श्रुतिशिरो वाक्यं समाकर्ण्यताम् वाक्यार्थश्च विचार्यताम्
वाक्यार्थश्च विचार्यताम्
श्रुतिशिरः पक्षः समाश्रीयताम्
श्रुतिशिरः पक्षः समाश्रीयताम्
दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम्
श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम्
ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् अहरः गर्वः परित्यज्यताम् अहरः गर्वः परित्यज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुच्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुच्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम् वाक्यार्थश्च विचार्यताम् श्रुतिशिरः पक्षः समाश्रीयताम् दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम् ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् अहरः गर्वः परित्यज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुच्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम्
Today we will be revising whatever we have studied. You know the course. So if you have got any question, you can ask me. Or if you tell me, then I will continue from 1 to 17 steps. So the first step is Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam. This is to be done in the Brahmacharya Ashram. Brahmacharya Ashram, within the first 25 years of life, considering that we will be living 100 years. So 25 years is the Brahmacharya, and we are supposed to study the Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam. Why should we study? Because we should know our goal. What is the goal of life? So in a Brahmacharya Ashram, you will come to know about the goal of your life and means to attain. Means to attain, how to reach that. So that you will come to know only in the Brahmacharya Ashram. So Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam. Why Ved? Why not other subjects? Bole Ved are the treasure house for Atman, or Brahman, Dharma. Because these are atindriya vishaya. Atindriya vishaya, those which are can't be grasped by our indriyas, by our senses, by our mind. The means for that knowledge is Veda. So Veda are to be studied. Nityam, it is to be studied every day. Why every day? Because if you don't study every day, you will forget. So you have to make a special effort so that you study it every day. Adhiyatam. Adhiyatam means what? Adhiyatam means it can be only chanting also, like Balbihar children are doing. They don't understand the meaning. Chanting is also Adhiyatam. Or you are listening now. This is Adhiyatam. Or when you go from here and if you reflect on what is heard, mananam, reflection, that also is Adhiyatam. So Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam, Brahmacharya Ashram over. Now you know the goal of your life. Now you know the means to get it also. Now there are two paths available. Either you go straightway to sannyas, if you are adhikari, or if you have got desires, enter into the grihastha ashram. Purify your mind. And the person who has already purified his mind, he can go to sannyas straightway. So after Vedo Nitya Adhyetam, Tad Uditam Karma Sanushthiyatam. Tad Uditam means, as per what you have studied in your Brahmacharya ashram, as per the Vedas, as per the scriptures, you fulfill your desires. You are entering into the Grihastha ashram. Why? Because you have got desires. You want to fulfill. Okay, you fulfill those desires as per the scriptures, tena uditam, as prescribed, as vihitam, as ordained in the Vedas, you fulfill your desires. How you should fulfill? Tena isasya vidhiyatam apachitihi. Apachitihi means worship. Your all actions should be worship of the Lord. All actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Now, not knowing this principle, what has happened? We have done all actions without knowing the principles which are to be followed by us. Tene isasya vidhiyatam apachiti. Your all actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Now you evaluate yourself. What we have done in the first 25 years? We have not studied Vedas, number one. Number two, we have entered into the Grihastha ashram. Very good, because we have got the desires to fulfill. Very good thing. Then after that, do you know what is to be done in the Grihastha ashram? You are supposed to purify your mind. What are the impurities of your mind? Your desires are your impurities of mind. So you want to fulfill your desire. Very good. But how you can exhaust your vasana? It is only through when the all actions are made for the happiness of the Lord. Shankaracharya or the scriptures, they are not prescribing any specific action. No specific action is prescribed here, neither in Bhagavad Gita nor in any Shastra. They all say, whatever you are doing, do it, but always keep in mind that you are doing it for the happiness of the Lord. Why this principle is there? Because each person has got a different vasanas. So each person will be doing a different thing. Somebody will be teacher, somebody will be engineer, somebody will be doctor, according to his vasana. And each person is supposed to exhaust his vasana. So how can he exhaust? He will be doing the same thing, but always remembering the Lord, that this action is for the happiness of the Lord. Tene isasya vidhiyatam apachiti kame matis tajyatam. And there should not be any selfish desire. Why selfish desire? Because if you fulfill your selfish desire, you will be creating new vasanas. And in selfish desire, what we are doing? You are worshipping your own ego. And the third step is saying that you should worship Lord. So if you go on doing, fulfilling your selfish desire, then means you are contradicting the step number three. The step number three says, tene isasya vidhiyatam apachiti. You should worship Lord with your actions. And kame matis tajyatam, if you go on fulfilling your desire, then you are worshipping your own ego, which contradicts. So the Lord or Shankaracharya is saying that there should not be any selfish desire. He is not telling about the nisiddha karma. What is the difference between kamya karma and nisiddha karma? A kamya karma fulfilled in the righteous way is kamya karma. A kamya karma fulfilled unrighteously is nisiddha karma. In both cases, you have got the desire. A desire fulfilled in the righteous way is kamya karma. A desire fulfilled unrighteously, Nisiddha karma. So scripture is not telling anything about the Nisiddha karma. They will not say anything. Kame mati stajyatam. So you now know the principle. If you do ego worship, that means your vasanas are increasing. We are supposed to exhaust the vasanas, the we, in this life. And kame mati stajyatam. If you go on doing, fulfilling your selfish desire, you are increasing your vasanas. And increasing vasana means you came with a capital of vasana to exhaust in this life. If you don't exhaust in this life and continue the way you are living now, you will be increasing your vasanas. These vasanas are nothing but we are giving blueprint to the Lord. Oh Lord, I want to fulfill these unfulfilled desires. Give me an appropriate body. Lord always guarantees thee will fulfill your desire. But in which life is not guaranteed. If you want to be President of America, Lord says, okay, before you there are so many people standing in the queue. Maybe in the thousands worth you may become. Okay, you want to become the President of America, okay, good. Lord says, okay, stand in queue, and when the appropriate time will come, I'll make you. So should we wait for that? Should we make that desire? Should we have that vasana? No. Kame matistajyatam papauga paridhuyatam papauga. Gurudev says papauga, your papauga is that vasana. This vasana is to be exhausted in this life. Other Mahatma says that whatever papa are there, sins are there. But do we have sins? Yes, we all have got sins. How do we know we have got sins? Have you suffered in your life or not? If you have suffered, that was the sin. So we all have suffered and we all are enjoying. That means sukh and dukh each person is having. So how to remove these sins? So three methods are suggested by Mahatmas. Number one, now you have to help me. No. Papauga paridhuyatam. How you will remove your sins? What are the three methods? Dekho, bhool gaya na. And how many times I have repeated? No, Amma, first simple thing, Naam Jap. Any type of paap you have got, start doing Naam Jap. That is the atonement of your sin. That is prayaschittam. The most general, most important. There is a Upanishad also on this. Someday I will take that Upanishad also.
One day Upanishad
I will take that. Naam Jap is the most effective. And then we understand the principle, sab samajh mein aa gaya, but we don't do it. That is the problem. Naam Jap. Hare, how to do Naam Jap? In Isavasya Upanishad, we were studying that you have to do the karma and upasana together, you will get better result. If you are doing only karma, one type of result. If you are doing only upasana, another type of result. Karma means doing physically, and upasana is a mental thing. So the Isavasya Upanishad says, if you do the karma and upasana together, you will get better result. How? Well, eating is a karma. We are taking our lunch and dinner. If you add Brahmarpan with it, will it not give you better result? You are driving to your job. If you are listening to bhajan, or if you are chanting the Lord's name, will it not give you better result? You are going for a morning walk. With each step, can you not take the name of the Lord? You are doing exercise 10 times, I have to do Ram 1, Krishna 2, Govinda 3, Shiva 4. Will it not give you more better result? So this way you have to continue. Whenever you have got a free time, continue that. Naam jap. Then after that. Achai, do you know what will happen if you do the naam jap? Result, you know? We are taking the naam of our children continuously, whole day and night, mentally or even verbally also. So if you take the naam of your children, you get attached to them. If you take the naam of the Lord, you will be attached to Lord. Which one is better? Attached to them. Simple science behind it. Attachment to the Lord. Naam jap. Second is Ganga Snanam. Ganga Snan not possible in America. Tirth Brahman, not possible here. Naam jap, possible. The papaugha paridhuyatam. So, wash away all your sins by naam jap. Bhava sukhe dosonu sandhiyatam. Start seeing the shortcomings. We are all grihasthis. We are all running after sense objects to satisfy our gratifications, to get joy out of it. Bole, now start seeing what are the shortcomings of bhavasukh. Bhavasukh means worldly pleasures. We are all very happy with the worldly pleasures. He says, start thinking, bhavasukhe doso nusandhiyatam. What are the dosa, what are the shortcomings? Bole, we think it gives happiness, but it is always temporary happiness. It never gave me permanent happiness. Will it give me in future? Aaj tak nahi mila, aage kaise milega? It will not give you permanent happiness ever. Number two, it requires effort. It requires time. Number three, it binds us to do it again, again, and again. Fourth, you have to understand that there is no joy in the objects of the world. If you want a proof, you can come to the kinder-like class of Lakshmiji. She will prove there is no joy in the objects of the world. And you all will be convinced that there is no joy in the objects of the world. If there is no joy in the objects of the world, can I be happy without objects of the world? Yes, you can be happy without the objects of the world. Our scripture says so. Why so? Because happiness is me. There is no happiness outside. We don't know that happiness is me. It is my happiness I am superimposing on other things. Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. See the shortcomings. Why are you wasting time? Okay. Then after that, atme cha vyavasiyatam. If there is no sukh in the world, and I am experiencing sukh, then try to find out where is that sukh. In this BMI chart, we have seen that the Om is the Brahman or Satchidanand or the Atman which is with me, and below that Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET is matter, is inert, made by Maya, made by Prakriti. And all sorrows are coming from Vasana, BMI, PFT and OAD. we all have experienced sorrow. Now let us find out the source of this sorrow. In the world there are only two things. One is matter, another is spirit. Spirit means Atman, Brahman, Satchidanand. Satchidanand can never give you sorrow. If Satchidanand can never give you sorrow, the law of remainder says that the matter is giving you sorrow. Your body is matter, whole world is matter, and your source of sorrow is Jagat or your own Sarir. So once you know this thing, that the source of sorrow is Jagat and my Sarir, my body, which is made of five great elements, which is inert, which is Prakriti, it is the Prakriti which is giving me sorrow, and I have got something else other than this matter, which is Atman, which is called Satchidanand, which can never give me sorrow. We do not like to know that Satchidanand, who is the source of all happiness, who is the bliss itself. Certainly. One second. It's a very simple mathematics. There are only two things. One is giving sorrow, one is giving you permanent happiness. And we are attached to the thing which is giving me sorrow. And what is that thing? It's my body and the whole world is giving sorrow. Atmeccha bhavasiyatam. Now you will like to know about that Atman. Once you come to know that this is the difficulty, this is the thing which is giving me sorrow, and the happiness is available, that happiness is permanent, for that I have to do nothing, for the world is so, I have to do so much of work. And that gives me only temporary, but this Satchidanand will give me permanent happiness. We thought the happiness is in America, but the Satchidanand, whether you are in America or in India, it will give you happiness. We think the happiness is only for the limited period. Satchidanand will give you happiness permanently, 24 hours till you die. Guaranteed. Nothing to be done. Only to be known. Only to be known, gyatva. Only you have to know where it is and how to reach him. Atmeccha vyavasiyatam. Then nijgrihat turnam binirgamyatam. Once that desire comes, that now I have decided, I have to know the self. I want to know Brahman. Pale nijgrihat turnam binirgamyatam. Turnam. As quickly as possible. Bole, this subhecha will come in you. Ananta koti punya karma you have done, then only this ichha will come, this desire will come, that I want to know myself. Atme ichha vyavasiyatam. Now try to get it. Nij griha turnam binirgamyatam. Gurudev says, now you detach from your body. Nij griha turnam binirgamyatam. Okay, now you start, leave your home. Leaving home means not leaving home physically. Leaving home means detach from your home. No more attachment. Why attachment? Why no more attachment? Well, attachment is giving you sorrow. The real cause of your sorrow is the attachment. If you are not attached, there is no sorrow. Do you accept or you have to plead? You all accept. Whenever you get sorrow, you find out the source, you will find it, I am attached to that. Very simple example Mahatma gave, a crack in your house give you sorrow, a crack in other's house, in the Parosi's house, in the neighbor's house, never gives me sorrow. A dent in my car gives me sorrow, a dent in other's car will not give me any sorrow. If the other person is suffering whom I don't know, no problem. But I am attached to my body. What happens? If I am suffering, it is because of attachment. So attachment is to be removed. You will stay in the same house. Acha, how to detach from the house? Simple formula, Guruji says, you think that the house is owned by Lord, not by me. So now the crack comes, who will be worried? Lord will be worried. Why should I get worried? I am a tenant, I am a trustee, he has given me to enjoy this house. I will enjoy. Kata. No more sorrow. Bole, what about the children? Khalil Gibran says, children come through you, they don't belong to you. They belong to Lord. They have come through you. You have to care for them. Acha, this nij griha torna binar gimatan, that doesn't mean you stop caring your parents or children. No! But don't think they will give you happiness. You will be caring, you will be sharing, everything will be there. But they should not be the source of your happiness. Because now you are trying to find out the source of happiness. And the source of happiness, only source of happiness is Satchidananda, Atman, Brahman. He alone is the source. So now I have to know that source. What we have to do? Sangha sasu vidhiyatam. Sangha sasu. Sat means trikale tishtati iti sat. What is there in the world which stays for three periods of time, which was in the past, which is in the present, which will remain in the future without modification, without any change. So there is only one thing, that is your Atman or Brahman. Sat Sangha. What is Sat Sangha? Where you get discussion about only Sat. A realized person always revels in Sat, Satchidananda Sat. He needs nobody's company. In alone, in a cave, in Himalaya, he can be happy. For others, we should approach a realized master, should be in the company of that. It is satsang. If realized master is not available, what to do? Bala, come to the Chinmay Mission study class. There it is satsang. Why it is satsang? We are talking about sat only there. Acha, I can't come to study class. Okay, then you study at your home. Study the scriptures, not novels. Study religious books or biography of the great saints. Satsang. I don't want to do that also. Okay, entertain positive thoughts only. Try to remove negative thoughts. That also is satsang. So satsang vidhiyatam. What will happen in satsang? Because they will talk about only that. About Sat or Lord. If you are not able to understand the pure Atman and Brahman which is without any body, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body there, if you are not able to conceive that idea, okay, discuss about the Lord. Exchange your views, what you have experienced, what is the leela of Lord Krishna, what is the leela of Ramji, what is the leela of this and that, you can do that also. If that is done, what will happen? Bhagavato dhiraha adhiyatam, bhakti, bhagavato bhakti dhiraha adhiyatam. Then the bhakti toward the Lord will be firm. Acha, what is this bhakti? How to start this bhakti? patram puspam toyam phalam. First to start with the patram puspam toyam phalam, what we do to tell to the children. Patra, when you're going to school, okay, you go there, patra, puspa, a drop of water or a fruit. What we are offering is the Lord's thing. You can't make a leaf. You can't make a puspa. Can you make a puspa? No. Water? No. Phalam? No. Is the Lord's things we are offering to Lord. Patram puspam toyam phalam. Acha, will the Lord will take that? Every day we are giving prasad to Lord. What he takes? He takes the bhav, the bhakti, the how you are offering, that's all. So don't we tell our children, bow down now. That is bhakti. Bhagavato bhakti drihatam, driha adhiyatam. What is the next step then? After that, patram puspam toyam form. This is the elementary, starting. How can I make my whole life bhakti, devotion? No. Nama japa you will forget when you are doing something else. When if you are employed, if you go to office, if you start doing only nam jap, he will give you what envelope they give you? Yellow envelope or red envelope?
Pink
slip they will give you. Go home, do your nam jap there. So how can I be 24 hours in bhakti? We just learn karma yoga. Everything is for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. I am remembering Lord throughout. All actions are doing for the happiness of the Lord. So I am remembering Lord. Acha, bhagvato bhakti dhriha adhiyatam, santyadi parichiyatam. When you are doing bhakti, your mind is purified. Now you need some wealth to understand the scriptures. Santyadi parichiyatam, as you need dollar to buy goods outside, similarly, if you want to travel inside, you need something. Some wealth, that wealth is called inner wealth. Inner wealth is sat sampatti. Sat sampatti is sam dam uparam titicha sardha and samadhan. For this you have to study tatva bodha. Santyadi parichiyatam, you need this wealth. Dhrivatanam karmasu santajyatam, once you have got this inner wealth, now you have to leave all your karma yoga. Dhridataram, you have done throughout your life. This scripture, this Veda prescribed you to do karma yoga, to purify your mind. When the mind is purified, now you have got the inner wealth also. You have started traveling from outside to inside. Dhridataram karma santajyatam. Dhridataram karma, that which was formerly you were doing karma yoga for many, many years, now it has become your habit. Santajyatam, leave it now. They have given you their fruit. Your mind is purified. Ab kaam chodo. Many people ask this question. How long we have to do our duty? The scripture says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, you have to do the karma yoga so long you want to travel inside. But once you are very near, or when you become yoga rud, samha karant duchyate. Samha means you have to stop. No more outside work, no more karma yoga. Ab kya karein? Mind will be empty. Mind is to be given some job. You have to give him the job of sravan, manan and nididhyasana. When nij grihat turna gamyatam step came, your grihastha ashram was over. So brahmacharya was over by in the step number 1. nij grihat torna binar gamnatam, your grihastasram is over. Now you have started your banprasthasram. So in banprasthasram, what is to be done? You have to go for satsang, you have to increase your bhakti, and you have to cultivate this santadi parichiyatam and dhritanam karmasu santajyatam. Outside your work is to be stopped. Vanaprastha started. Normally at what age Vanaprastha starts? 50. What comes after 50? 51. And Tava 52. What is in Hindi it is said? 50 is Pachas.
Yes.
51 is? What do you say? Ikyavan. 52?
Wow.
53? 54? Chowan. 55? 56? 57? Sattavan. 58? From 51 to 58, you will find 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 is coming in the end, na? Banaprastha. And Anthavan is the last, you know. That is why the retirement state is maximum. They have taken up to 58. Anthavan, 1, 1, 1, 1. It's reminding you, you have to go to 1, 1, 1, 1. Up to 58, they will telling you again and again. Go to 1, go to 1, go to 1. Vanaprastha. Then what should do? Sad vidwan upasripratam. Upasripratam means now approach a sad vidwan, a guru. What type of guru? Sad vidwan, not other guru. Don't go for physics and chemistry now. No more PhD. Nothing is to be done. Go to a vidwan who knows about the sat, a realized master. Guru upasripratam. Why? Because he will tell you, na? Sravan, Manan, Nidhi, Dhyasan, about the Sravan, about the scriptures, he will tell you. But I am a Nobel laureate, I can study Vedas. Oh fool, you can never do that. Because Shankaracharya says, it is Sabda Aranya, it's a jungle of words. So much thick of Veda. Can you study it? We don't know Sanskrit. And if you want to study, nahi hoga. If you want to be a doctor, go and get the medicine books and can you claim that you become a doctor? Nahi hoga. If you want to study yourself, nahi hoga. Ocean is full of salty water. Can you drink that water? No. Then, when the sun evaporates and filters it, give you the water, rain water, that in becomes potable water, drinking water. Similarly, the Sadguru will be taking something out of the jungle of those words called Veda and give you the essence of that. This is the Upanishad part, this is the knowledge. You come here, if you have got these qualities, then I will tell you about that Atman and that Brahman. You just listen, Sravan. Then reflect on it, and after that, if you want, you do the Nididhyasana, you will get it. So you have to approach Guru. And after that, Sad Vidvan Upasriptatam Pratidinam Tat Paduka Sevyatam. Pratidinam, every day you have to serve him. Serve him, paduka means, every day should I take his paduka and give chandan and food to the paduka? No. You have to serve him as the sandal serves you. As the sandal serves you means, without expecting anything, sandal is serving you. Similarly, without expecting anything, you serve your guru. Why service is needed? Why should I serve? But a service is needed so that your mind is tuned to him. If you serve him, you are coming close to him. If you are coming close to him, he will understand you and you will be able to understand him. And if both teacher and taught, they understand each other, then the knowledge will flow. So the service is very essential. Pratidinam tat paduka sevyatam brahmaikaksharma arthyatam. Brahmaikakshar, he will tell you ek akshar of Brahma. What is that? Om. He will tell you the upasana of Om. By that upasana, you will be focused, your mind will be concentrated, single pointed. In Grihastha Ashram, what we have done? We purified our mind. Purified our mind means we exhausted our vasana. What are the impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsar, the sat vikar are our impurities. So in Grihastha Ashram, by doing karma yoga, I exhausted my vasana. My mind became pure now. Now I want to make my mind single pointed. And for making this single pointed mind, I need upasana. So the Guru will give you upasana. Ekaksharam, Om, Om, you do this thing. Then after that, Shruti Shirovakyam Samakarnyatam. Now you listen to the Shruti Shirovakya. Shirovakya means Mahavakya. What is this Mahavakya? Tattvamasi, you are that. So he will tell you how you can be equated with the Lord or the Brahman. Shruti Shirovakyam Samakarnyatam. And after that, once you come to that stage, once you have started your Sravan, this is Shruti Shirovakya is the starting point of your Sravan Sadhana. You have withdrawn from your work, no more doing outside duty. You have detached yourself, staying in your comfort of your house, without attachment to the children, without attachment to your house, no sikha, no putra, totally detached. Then after that, the last one, 17th one, we vakyarthas vicharyatham. Now you have to know the meaning of that. What is that tat? What is this tvam? How it is said, tat tvam asi? What is the equation there? So we have to find the equation also. Brahman without gross body, subtle body and causal body. Second step is Ishwar. He is sagun but nirakar. Third step is sagun sakar. Lord Krishna is in sagun with gun. With gun means with maya. With maya means sattva rajas tamas maya. With sagun sakar, with a form, sagun sakar. So he has also got a Sachidanand plus akar. I also have got Sachidanand Atman plus a akar. If both of us take out the akar, the form part, if we take out the form of Lord Krishna out, what will remain? Sachit Anand will remain. If I take out the or falsify my body, what will remain? Sachit Anand will remain. From the standpoint of Sachit Anand, he and me are one. Kitna simple hai, you are Brahman. Is it not simple? So simple, only you have to know that you are Brahman. How you are Brahman? In this way you have to move. Satchidananda. So next day we'll take up the next steps.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said in Brahmacharya Ashram, essentially to study Vedas and for the purification of the mind.
No. In Brahmacharya, you have to know the goal of your life and how to reach that goal. That is the only the Karma Kanda portion is there. And in Grihastha Ashram, 25th to 20th, 50 year, we have to purify our mind. And in the third ashram, we have to, by Upasana, concentrate our mind. You will share and care. That is, I told. I mean, detachment doesn't mean that you leave the house. You will be in the house only, but detached. Mentally you will be detached. Taking care of the children also, but not attached. Now you will start attaching to the Lord. Detached from here, attached to Lord.
But Grihastha Ashram also, you are doing the same thing, right? We are learning to get detached.
No, Grihastha, I am trying to exhaust my vasanas in a particular way by doing Karma Yoga. I am trying to purify my mind. This is to be done within the Grihastha Ashram. When the desires are over, khatam ho gaya desire, proceed to this side now. When the vasanas are exhausted, your desires will come down.
But the reason you are not able to conceive the sabna, nirakar or nirguna nirakar is because you are still identifying or you are not...
Because you have got vasanas. More you have got the vasanas.
Mind is not purified.
Still. Mind is not purified. You are not ready for that. That is why in chapter 12, did you come for chapter 12?
No, all of them went.
All, this was all answered there.
Very good.
They were all sadhanas were given there.
All sadhanas were given. 36 qualities.
So is it okay to go to the next step before doing the first one? Like in Grihastha Ashram, we have not been able to exhaust our vasanas. We don't have mind purification. What use is it going to Vanaprastha Ashram then and trying to fill it because we are still tied to our vasanas?
You cannot go. You think you are going.
Right, no, but even let's say I want to, but I
Even if you have realized today that I have to exhaust my vasanas, if you start from today,
you can do that.
Little bit of your mind is pure, will be purified till this body lasts. This subtle body, the purified mind will be going. Right. So if you say it is not possible, I am already in Vanaprastha. So what was supposed to be done in the Brahmachar or the Grihastha, I have not done it. So what should I do?
Right.
No, start doing now. Because this subtle body will be going from this body to another body. Tattva 17 items will be going.
Yeah.
We have done nothing about the purification of mind. We have done everything for this gross body. So if you realize today that something is to be done to purify the mind, do start from today. If body falls tomorrow, and if you have done Karma Yoga for one day only, your mind is a little bit purified.
So is a goal multiple lives?
No, not at all.
It doesn't mean that it will not happen in this life.
Hmm? It is not like that you will need 25 years only to purify your vasanas, to purify your mind. It's not that. You can purify it within 1 year also or immediately. If you just can understand the start, your journey, you can purify it. It is not that you will have to do for 25 years. No, not that. You can purify it now only.
So it's not too late?
No, not at all.
Never
it is
too
not
late. Lord has said even if you can realize in the last breath of your
You do
life.
One thing, you take 5 years from Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is short. Shorten Vanaprastha. No, you start doing
this. This was Arjun's question to the Lord. If I start journey as you say and I drop my body is dropped, so I am deprived of the worldly sukh. And I could not reach there also. That sukh also I didn't get.
In sixth chapter,
what will happen?
Yeah. It goes with you. Oh,
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.
It is a journey for multiple lives. It is not that Parikshit, he just got mukti within 7 days. And Khatvangu, just 2.5 hours. If you can realize now, you can do that in this life only. Still you can do it.
Another 5 minutes. Sure. Any doubt, it is clear or not? It is a science, it is a